yo, yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, here today with a good buddy, Adam.
Yes, what's up?
And as per the usual, welcome to the Game Rage Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, the only magazine that doesn't actually have a magazine. It's not even got an internet thing. They don't even write articles. I don't even know what the point of it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, at this point, it's a running joke that we don't even have a magazine, which is pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty funny. Anyways, so, you know, no curse minute. Cool. Now it's over. All right. Let's get into some jamaroonies here.
Yeah.
New artist, as the title says, Cali Sway.
Right.
I haven't heard any of this at all. Have you heard any? You've heard this?
Yes, of course I have. Because how else would I be?
I don't know. You're just like, oh, let's just, I found this thing. Let's just listen to it.
Oh, no. I heard this as I usually do when it comes to like the twilight hours. I went on a whole tirade.
Oh, yeah.
Or rather, a whole deep rabbit search of internet. Oh. And man, I found a swath of fucking artists. And Cali Sway was one of them. And she's a Toronto-based artist, and I heard some of her tracks from her latest album called Who Is Cali Sway, and this man, this shit gave me some nostalgia, man. This gave me some I won't be too specific, but it gives me a lot of 90s R&B type of sound. Yeah, and right. Hip-hop, and then there's also this other aspect where it's more 2000s R&B, but so we're gonna listen to two tracks. We're gonna get Josh's opinion on them and what he thinks.
All right, what's the first track we're gonna be listening to?
All right, which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the 90s shit, or do you want to hear like the 2000s?
Oh, let's go chronological. Give me the 90s, and then we'll do the 2000s. Second song. All right, so give me the 90s.
All right, so we're gonna listen to Dangerous then.
Oh, Dangerous. All right, so fire up your Google machines, your refrigerator screen speaker system, and look up Cali Sway, Dangerous. Here we go. All right, that was Dangerous by Cali Sway. All right, that was like if Eazy-E mixed a song for Aaliyah or like Destiny's Child. That was some 90s fucking kind of like, R&B, kind of funky hip hop beats to it. That fucking has through the roof commercial value, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
That song. OK. Two things for that song. That song would be perfect as a song in Fortnite or like a Fortnite commercial for like the new season of whatever dumb shit they're doing now.
Yeah.
Also, missed opportunity. When did this come out?
I think this year.
Okay, well, missed opportunity for those idiots over at Call of Duty. Mm. Because when they came out with the Seth Rogen fucking character that you could play as, this song would have been perfect as him running around saying his stupid catchphrases, shooting people in Call of Duty, like, lackadaisically, and like his emote of smoking weed or whatever he does. That'd be odd. The applications are endless, but those are two that like pop into my head right off the gate. Also, the movie plot. Okay. The movie plot that I got from this one is it's an e-girl, like an e-gamer girl, like a Twitch streamer or something like that. Like that's what she does as like her day job, but she really works for the CIA. Okay. And so she gets this deal where she has to kill this dude who's like a gamer or whatever, because he has like some ability or something that the CIA is like, no, we can't let this dude live. He's got to die. So they send her, hey, you got to go. He's a gamer. So like, you're going to go at this convention and you're going to kill him. And then she goes to like get him. And then like, he like trips and falls into her and she catches him because she's like kind of swole a little. She's like low key swole. All right. Like, she wears clothes that don't make it look like she's swole, but she's swole. So she catches his ass. It's like Rhea Ripley is playing this girl, right? And she just wears baggy clothes, so you don't know. And so she catches him, and she, like, easily holds him, and he's like, oh, whoa, what's going on? And she, like, looks into his eyes, and, like, she just fucking falls in love with this dude immediately, all right? And so now this song is, like, in there somewhere when they're, like, going on their date montage or whatever, and they, like, love each other. And then she's like, Ben, I have something to tell you, like, I work for the CIA and I was hired to kill you. Like, but I love you. Or whatever dumb shit that is, right? That's I got that whole fucking thing just like while this song was going on, man. My brain is fucking insane. What is wrong with me?
All right. So talking about movie scenes or things that are related to visual media, this could be at the end of like a 90s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, yeah.
And also, man, if there was ever a house party, I don't know how many house parties there are.
11D.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a house party 4, fucking throw it on that.
There is a house. I think there's a house party, like, I think they're up to, like, 9. I think they rebooted. The numbers got so high, they had to reboot it and just go back to house party.
Anyways, New Jack Swing, like, obviously this is New Jack Swing, so it's, like, you know, reminiscent of the 80s, 90s or whatever. Yeah. And, yeah, I really love that track. And we got one more, which is, shit, I already forgot the name of it. Damn it. Oh no! Oh no! No no!
Oh no!
Oh, oh no!
No 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 no!
I think this track is called "Like That." Yeah, it's like that.
Like that. All right.
So we're gonna listen to that real quickly, and then.
So here we go. This will be Cali Sway. Like that. Is it like that or like that?
Like indeed. That.
Like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. I just making sure. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. That was like that. Cali Sway. All right. Okay. That's okay. Before I get into my fucking ADHD riddled theories, that song was just, it was fun. It was like you had said, it was, yeah, that one was like super reminding of Aaliyah. That was just a fun, light, fucking great song, right?
Good party tracks like these last two. Yeah.
Yeah. Great at parties. Okay. Or in crazy ass movies. Okay. So hear me out on this one.
Yeah.
So you get Mary-Kate and Ashley, the twins, right? The Olsen twins. Mm-hmm. In their current, I don't know how old they are, like 40s. They're old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're now, okay. They had some kind of an accident, all right? And their brain went back to like they were in their kid years when they were in like shows and movies and stuff. Mm. And so the doctor's like, okay, listen, like, we have to ease them back into being adults, right? So like we have to all like get on board and pretend. So the movie studio is like, oh, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we just remake all their movies with them now? And so they do. So they start, they have this whole production where they're all treating them like they're like 8 and 9 year old Ashley and Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
And like, they fucking do this whole production where they're making the movies where it's them now, but they're just redoing all the scenes with them as adults. And they legitimately think that they're kids again. And maybe at the end, they end up redeveloping some sort of drug problem. And that's what snaps them out of the kid thing. And that's how they become adults again. I don't know.
Man, I thought you were going to go a different direction with that.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were going to say the Olsen twins have some kind of crazy, like, Freaky Friday thing where they end up playing the Wayans brothers, like Sean and Marlon Wayans.
That'd be funny. That's actually a good idea.
And then, you know,
and then Sean and Marlon Wayans switch to being them.
Kate Olsen, yeah.
Or, yeah, Mary, oh, Kate, dude, that's White Chicks too. Yeah. Like, that's the sequel.
Yeah. So then you put this song somewhere.
Yeah, well, somewhere in there. Yeah.
The other thing I was thinking of was like, oh man, if they make Undercover Brother 2 with Eddie Griffin,
oh yeah,
you throw that fucking song on there and it's perfect for, hey, the soundtrack.
You know what this would be good with too? Is Pootie Tang 2, The Return of the Pootieing.
Yeah.
Like, that would be fucking sweet.
Yeah. Anyways, bitchin' songs, yeah. And
Pootie Tang was a great fucking movie.
It was good.
Why can't they make movies like that anymore?
I don't know, dude.
Anyways, all right, that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's it for the episode. So check out Cali Sway from Toronto, Canada, and hopefully, if you're nostalgic for some R&B vibes from back in the day and some New Jack Swing, check that shit out. Some good ass music. We'll add it to the playlist. Be on the lookout for that. It'll be at the recommended videos at the end of this thing. So if you want to listen to that, go ahead and do so.
Yep. And thanks for checking us out. And if you didn't like it, well, that's too goddamn bad.